I'm Dr. Anthony Bolus, and welcome to Healthy Dose. All of 2023 is in the air, which usually means cooler air, football, pumpkin spice lattes, and yes, the beginning of the holiday season with just 3 months to go in the year. As you take in that breath of fresh fall air, you could be breathing in some viruses too. But no, you don't have to fight these viruses alone.
What happens with the vaccines is to prevent the severe illness, the hospitalizations, and most importantly, death. That's what the vaccines are doing.
Today, we will talk with Dr. Allison Hill, who is the current Director of Practice and Professional Affairs at the American Pharmacists Association, on the triple virus threat, COVID-19, RSV, and flu that you may encounter when returning back to school or back to the office this upcoming fall, as well as what defenses you can employ to protect yourself and others from these bugs. Dr. Hill will discuss the latest update on the COVID-19 vaccine, including the new variant vaccine coming out later this month, along with the importance of receiving an annual flu vaccine. She will also give us information on a brand new RSV vaccine that is now available for public use and can be obtained from your healthcare provider or local pharmacy. More to come on today's edition of Healthy Dose.
This is Healthy Dose, brought to you by Samford University's McWhorter School of Pharmacy in Birmingham, Alabama, preparing pharmacists to transform lives. More on the web at samford.edu/pharmacy.
Welcome back to Healthy Dose. I'm Dr. Anthony Bolus. In football and all team sports, the key to success mostly relies on a strong defense to keep your opponent from scoring. The same strategy can be applied to our bodies in finding ways to build a strong defense to protect ourselves from harm. New COVID-19 vaccines are coming out soon, along with an updated flu and a groundbreaking new RSV vaccine, with the goal of all of these vaccines to simply help to decrease the severity of the infection in you or a loved one. Joining us today to go into more detail on these vaccines is Dr. Allison Hill, who is the current Director of Practice and Professional Affairs at the American Pharmacists Association. The first vaccine we will discuss is the new COVID-19 vaccine. It has taken on many names, from the original vaccine to booster vaccine, updated booster, bivalent, etc. Thankfully, things have become much simpler with the COVID-19 vaccine, as this version coming out for COVID-19 will simply be called the 2023 COVID-19 vaccine, as Dr. Hill discusses in detail when to expect it and what variants it will cover.
Yes, you probably have heard so many different terms and a little bit confused over this different terminology. But yes, it will be the 2023 to 2024 COVID-19 vaccination. So the projection right now is that it's going to come out and be approved about mid-September. There's been a little bit of discussion whether it's going to be late September or October, but right now the consensus is mid-September. The recommendations that have been out so far, it's going to be everybody who was eligible previously to get the COVID-19 vaccine. So that would be everyone who's 6 months and up. And this formula that's coming out, this is different from the previous two between the booster and the original dose. It will have a completely different variant in it. And the variant for this one is called the XBB.1.5. It's of the Omicron variant, and the virus has had a couple of different changes and mutations, which is why the ACIP and CDC and FDA have decided on this particular variant. An important note about this particular vaccine that's coming out is it's going to be monovalent. So we're not going to have the two different strains in this particular vaccine. It's just going to be one variant of the XBB.1.5.
We know that the XBB variants have been around all summer, but a new variant has emerged from XBB called the EG.5 or Aries variant. Dr. Hill describes that the new COVID-19 vaccine should offer protection, but studies continue to see how effective it could be.
They are still doing testing whether or not this is going to be effective for it. But what they have said right now is that it should offer protection. All of these variants, there will be mutations. We've seen mutations in the past. There will be mutations, and it's something that will continuously happen. And the CDC is monitoring that and also doing surveillance to see which of the vaccines will make sure that they're effective against what's currently being out there.
Dr. Hill illustrates what companies are making the new COVID-19 vaccine to help give you and your family options depending upon what you are most comfortable with or able to tolerate.
The manufacturers that have applied to use the updated new 2023 COVID-19 vaccine, they are Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna. But also Novavax, which is a protein adjuvant, has also applied to have the new vaccine out. So there are options for people who select not to have the mRNA, and they can go with the Novavax as long as their age and other comorbidities allow them to get that. We'll know about these updated recommendations once the new vaccines are fully approved by the FDA and the CDC.
So whether you've received the original vaccine, boosted, and received an updated booster, or maybe no COVID-19 vaccine at all, getting the new 2023 vaccine will give you protection for what is going around now, as the vaccines from the past do not last forever in our system, but they do help to minimize severity of disease from the beginning, as Dr. Hill explains.
The COVID-19 vaccines are working well. What happens with the vaccines is they prevent severe illnesses and hospitalizations. That's what we want to do with everyone getting the vaccines, is to prevent the severe illness and the hospitalizations, and most importantly, death. And that's what the vaccines are doing. We want to remind everyone, and as pharmacists, we need to remind our patients that no matter with vaccine, we know our protection wanes over time. So that's why it is important to stay and keep remaining getting the vaccinations as long as they're recommended by the CDC.
Safety measures and side effects will be the same for the new COVID-19 vaccines as they were for the previous ones, with the most common symptoms being mild and the serious side effects rare, as Dr. Hill describes.
According to the CDC, we do expect these to have the same safety measures as before. And then if you have someone who's wondering, well, what's going to happen after they get their vaccine, you can share the same side effects that have been with the other previous vaccines, such as pain, redness or swelling at the injection site, tiredness, headache, muscle pain, chills, fever, and nausea. And serious side effects are very rare, but they can occur.
Dr. Hill further elaborates to help clear the air that the COVID-19 vaccine does not give you COVID.
So all the vaccines that are available, they cannot give COVID. The vaccine has spike proteins that are on the outside, and that's what your body's going to take in. And so when they see this, they think, oh my gosh, that's it. And they're able to build up immunity. But you cannot get COVID from the COVID vaccine. That's always important to remember and always remind our patients that information.
For those that just received the bivalent updated booster from 2022, there is no guidance just yet on how long to wait to get this new vaccine, nor do we know if the COVID-19 vaccine cards will continue to be needed, as Dr. Hill discusses.
When the CDC makes their recommendation, they may say, oh, you can immediately get it, or they may say you may need to wait a couple of months. We won't know that until the final recommendation. And as far as the vaccination cards that everyone's been carrying around, yes, those have gotten full. There has not been a recommendation on whether or not those are still going to be in use. But the good thing is all states use the IIS system, which is the Immunization Information System. So if you do have a question from your provider or at the pharmacy, they can access that system in all states and see which vaccinations you have received. And that goes over COVID. That's also for influenza, Tdap, all of the vaccinations that you've had. So you can make sure that you are up to date with all of your vaccinations.
The COVID-19 vaccine is transitioning from a government-funded vaccine to a commercialized product. So what does that mean in terms of cost for you? Mostly the same, as Dr. Hill explains that everyone with insurance still gets for free, while a new bridge program will be available for those uninsured to allow them access to the vaccine for free at certain locations.
I know there's been a lot of information in the media about how much the new COVID vaccines will cost. If you have insurance or if you have Medicare, you will have no cost to pay. But there is an option for people who are uninsured, or if their particular insurance does not cover the full amount, there is the Bridge Access Program, which will be available at pharmacies. Now, one thing to remember about the Bridge Access Program is it won't be available at all pharmacies, but if you do go into your pharmacy, if your pharmacy is not participating in the program, they can direct you to someone who is participating so you can get your vaccination for free.
All right, so it is fall and we have other vaccines along with COVID-19 becoming available. Is it okay to get your COVID-19 vaccine with flu, RSV, or other vaccines? Dr. Hill says, yes, you can.
When I was actually in the pharmacy, I was giving out COVID and I was giving out influenza vaccines at the same time. And that recommendation has not changed. COVID vaccines along with influenza vaccines. Also, we have RSV, which is also new this year. Those are all recommended to get those at the same time. We want to make sure that we get as many patients protected this season, where we won't have as many hospitalizations, severe illness, and of course, there is potential death without getting a vaccine and not getting protected. The other thing that's important to remember that's recommended, yes, patients can get them at the same time, but you want to make sure there is a little bit of a distance. The recommendation is 1-inch distance between the COVID-19 and the influenza. So whenever people want to get those in the same arm, if you're getting them in different arms, that is not a concern.
We shift our focus now to the flu vaccine, knowing that there are doses available for those younger than 65 and a longer-acting or high-dose flu vaccine available for those 65 and up, as Dr. Hill emphasizes the importance of the annual flu vaccine for all ages.
Yes, yes. Always get the flu vaccine. The flu vaccine changes annually, and the flu vaccine, the influenza vaccine, is recommended for all people 6 months and older to get the vaccine. Remember also, if you're having a child between the ages of 6 months and 9 years old, that they will need to get their two doses that are 4 weeks apart. So you want to make sure that you're starting that process early. We're already in September and we're about to be at the peak of flu season. So we want to make sure that we get those vaccines and get everyone fully protected. But the CDC says, no matter what, you still need your influenza vaccine. And influenza and COVID-19, yes, they are both respiratory viruses, but there are different viruses. So just getting one particular vaccine will not protect you against the other one.
We now shift gears to the new RSV vaccines approved and already on the shelves at pharmacies, as Dr. Hill describes what they are and who they are for.
So we're very fortunate right now that we have two different RSV vaccines that are out. Both of them were recently approved. And the main thing to remember about RSV, it's for adults who are 60 and older are recommended to receive it. There is one caveat that the CDC did put on there, that it's via shared clinical decision making, meaning you as a patient will talk to your healthcare provider on whether or not you do need to receive this vaccine. Also, we had some updated information that really recently came out last week, where pregnant women also can receive the RSV. And with pregnant women getting the RSV vaccine, that protects their unborn child for up to 6 months, because they cannot get vaccines until after then.
Dr. Hill further explains that the RSV vaccines went through all the appropriate steps for safety and efficacy to get its approval this year, along with defining what shared decision approval means.
The RSV vaccines have been tested and approved through the normal process. They first are approved by the FDA and then ACIP, which is the committee on the CDC that makes recommendations, have approved it, and then the CDC has put the final recommendations. So they have gone through the entire process, just like the other vaccinations that we have. And just something to remember, so many times we hear about, okay, which vaccines are routine, which vaccines are catch-up or risk-based recommendations. Everybody in a particular population are recommended to get those particular vaccines. This is how the RSV vaccine is a little bit different, because the patient and their healthcare provider, and in some states, depending on where you are, that is the pharmacist, where you have a conversation with the patient on whether or not the RSV vaccine is right for them.
Studies are inconclusive as of now to determine if the RSV vaccine will be an annual vaccine or maybe once every couple of years, as Dr. Hill briefly addresses?
Well, that is the question that everybody wants answered is whether or not this is going to be an annual vaccine. And unfortunately or fortunately, they are still doing studies to see if this is going to be the case. But right now they can say you will get your vaccine for this fall and you will be set. And then more recommendations are coming forth.
Pharmacists have continued to be a great resource for all of your vaccine needs while being one of the most accessible healthcare providers out there. As Dr. Hill talks on how pharmacists can help with vaccine management for you and your family.
Well, all of these vaccines that we've mentioned, the COVID-19, the influenza, the RSV, all of these will be available at your local pharmacy that you can go to. Also, don't forget that there are other vaccines that are needed as we age, as we get older, that we need to make sure that we're getting. Remember that there's Tdap that protects for people. Also, there's shingles. There are many vaccines that you want to have that conversation with your pharmacist on what it is to make sure that you're fully vaccinated and up to date with all of your vaccines. There's the similar quote that I love to say whenever we're talking about pharmacists, and is that 90% of Americans live within 5 miles of a pharmacy. So pharmacists are extremely accessible and they can make sure that you have the healthcare that you needed by making sure you stay up to date with your vaccinations.
Lastly, Dr. Hill gives a final recap on all the vaccines mentioned today, along with helping you identify where to go online to find out who has what vaccine that you need.
Vaccines are still needed. Just to remember that influenza, the flu vaccine, is recommended for all persons 6 months and older. I know in the past that there's been different things that have been said that people don't need the flu vaccine if they have an egg allergy. That recommendation has actually changed where everyone can get an influenza vaccine. Then comes the COVID-19 vaccines to make sure that everyone is staying vigilant against COVID-19 because it is still out there and it is still a threat. And we want to prevent hospitalizations and severe illnesses. And to look toward our 60 and older patients, that to have that conversation about RSV. It's available this year, so it is able to protect our patients to make sure that they do have something. And for all the patients out there, if you're looking for a place to go and determine where should you go to get vaccines, the CDC actually does have a resource for you that anyone can use. You just put in your zip code, and it's vaccines.gov, and you can see who has the vaccines that you need that are near you. And that's something that we just need to promote because sometimes we don't always know where to go to get that vaccine or who may have the manufacturer that you want. And you can go to this resource in order to see who has the COVID-19 vaccine that you would like to get. And I love talking about vaccines and how we can keep our patients healthy throughout this season.
Listen out for more information from the CDC coming in the next couple of weeks about the new COVID-19 vaccine approval guidelines. In the meantime, be sure to discuss with your provider and your pharmacist about what vaccines are most appropriate for you and your family to give you the best protection to fight the virus triple threat this fall. For Healthy Dose, I'm Dr. Anthony Bolus.